Want to ask a politician a tough question? Good luck. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alicia Simmons, associate professor of sociology at Colgate University, explores why it's difficult to ask hard-hitting questions these days.
Today, more politicians are avoiding general audiences in favor of hand-picked, friendly groups. In doing so, they are prioritizing their rights as speakers over the public's right to listen and respond. President Trump rarely participates in press conferences. He avoids town halls. Interactions with ordinary people who might disagree with him are rare. Scholars see communication as a process of who says what to whom. Therefore, freedom of expression must concern the rights of the audience. Surely, allowing people to say unpopular things while forbidding anyone to listen violates the principle. Communication is also an interactive process, whereby people act and react to one another. Audiences fundamentally impact speakers. Friendly listeners do not need a vigorous defense of ideas, but skeptical listeners need more convincing. Friendly audiences give overwhelmingly positive feedback, whereas mixed audiences provide speakers with positive, neutral, and negative responses. Patterns of listening and responding have implications for speakers' evaluations of themselves. A lack of dissent reinforces speakers' confidence in their positions and suggests that their views are widely accepted. By inoculating themselves from audiences who might disagree with them, politicians are inhibiting the free flow of information and debate. They are elevating their freedom of expression, the right to deliver their messages as comfortably as possible, over the public's right to listen to and respond.
That was Alicia Simmons of Colgate University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.